This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, December 2nd, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Chap Nally. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said today that the administration will make an announcement next week on further payments to farmers suffering from export losses. We do have a bridge payment we'll be announcing with you next week, Rollins told President Trump during a public cabinet meeting. Rollins has been insisting that the administration would unveil a package to support farmers affected by tariff retaliation and trade losses after the government reopened following the recent shutdown. The administration has also moved more than $10 billion from a fund previously used to fund tariff assistance to the Secretary's office. Rollins also emphasized that the administration's long-term project is to ensure that U.S. farmers can see profits without government assistance. Many of them have been farming for government checks instead of moving their product around the world, Rollins told the president. She said recent trade pacts signed with U.S. trading partners would further that transition. These trade deals change that forever, she said. We're talking about selling more soybeans, selling more corn, getting more of our products out. Rollins reported last week that China has suspended soybean imports from five Brazilian exporters after finding pesticide-treated wheat in a cargo destined for China. Rollins said, quote, "What that means is a continued signal that this country and our farmers produce the best, highest quality soybean, sorghum, etc. in the world." Trump also publicly thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping during the cabinet meeting, noting that the pair had a great meeting in South Korea last month and saying that Chinese buyers have since placed one of the largest purchases of soybeans ever seen. China has bought a confirmed 2.3 million tons of soybeans since the week of the meeting, that according to Ag Department data. But in the same period in 2024, Chinese purchases almost reached 7 million tons. Rollins and USDA officials have been working with lawmakers on the design and parameters of tariffs assistance, according to Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas. The world economy has proven surprisingly durable in the face of President Trump's trade wars, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said today, upgrading its outlook for global and U.S. economic growth this year. The 38-country OECD now forecasts the world economy to grow at 3.2% this year, down a tick from 3.3% in 2024, but an improvement on the 2.9% it had forecast for 2025 back in the month of June. President Trump's administration said today it will move to withhold SNAP food aid recipients in most Democratic-controlled states starting next week unless those states provide information about those receiving the assistance. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said at a cabinet meeting today that the action is in the works because those states are refusing to provide data the department requested, such as the names and immigration status of aid recipients. She said the cooperation is necessary in order to root out fraud in the program. Democratic states have sued to block the requirement. 22 states and the District of Columbia previously sued over the request for information, which was initially made in February. A San Francisco-based federal judge has barred the administration, at least for now, from collecting the information from those states. The Trump administration also says it's backing Bayer's bid for a Supreme Court review of whether the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act preempts pesticide lawsuits filed in state courts. Bayer alleges FIFRA should prevent such actions, and the Solicitor General agreed, saying that EPA's approval of Roundup labels without a cancer warning combined with an EPA regulation prohibiting the petitioner from adding such a warning without agency approval preempts the failure to warn claim by the plaintiff. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com.